I've been interested in Pluckley probably since the age of about 9, which is going back to the early 80s. And I used to read stories about it and kind of wondered, you know, if those stories were actually true. And then probably 6 or 7 years ago, I did a book called Haunted Ashford and another called Kent Urban Legends, just to try and shed sort of new light on the older stories, because then I began to realise that maybe a lot of these stories weren't all they was cracked up to be.
And what are some of the common stories that obviously people have created or maybe heard passed down throughout the generations about Pluckley?
Well, if you kind of sort of go online or read some books or newspaper articles, you tend to get the same old stories. There's said to be between 12 and 14 ghosts at Pluckley. There's rumours of a phantom coach and horses. There's several ghosts in the Black Horse pub. There's a legend of a phantom monk in a building called Greystones. There's the Tudor lady. There's a ghostly highwayman. There's a red lady. There's a white lady. There's also said to be a ghost of what they call the Watercress Woman, who's an old lady who sits over the Pinnock Bridge. So they've kind of embedded themselves into kind of Kent folklore, really.
So how old are these stories that we're talking about?
There is legend that somebody who lived in the village did actually make up the stories around the 1950s for possibly an article. But it also seems that going back to there's a chronicler who was called Charles Eggleston. He used to write about lots of Kent villages in the early 1900s, and he doesn't mention any ghosts at all from Pluckley. But you'd also find as well with Ashford, there was smuggling going back years ago, and smugglers often used to make up stories to stop people trespassing where they'd kept their contraband. It only takes sort of one or two people to get a story wrong, or to, especially with the sort of intervention of the newspapers, because once newspapers get involved, then stories kind of tend to stick.
So why do you think, obviously, Pluckley has become so famous over the years?
It's simply just down to stories spreading. It's one of those areas that, again, as soon as you get a bit of a rumour mill going, it's quite interesting, because another place like that is Bluebell Hill. Bluebell Hill is probably the most haunted village in the UK, and the main story from that, again, is completely false about a ghostly bride-to-be. So again, we're looking at ghost stories that are classic archetypes, you know, headless horsemen, drummer boys, phantom monks and stuff like that. So I think Pluckley's just got that air of mystery about it. It's a very old village. It's mentioned in the Domesday Book of, like, the 11th century. So I think it should have ghost stories in a sense. But the trouble is, again, is you get people go down there and they're, in a way, they're unaware, but they're keeping the legend alive just by simply being there and fueling those rumours. It's gone on for too long where people keep taking these stories as fact, which is why I like to do what I do and go out and find out if there are sort of, some of these stories are stranger than the fiction. But it seems that with Pluckley, again, that it's really not always cracked up to be.
With all of that being said, do you believe in ghosts?
I'm the sort of person that I would need to see something. I just think, often people that do tend to see ghosts, it's when you least expect it. You know, I know people that have driven up and down Bluebell Hill or driven through Pluckley, and the last thing on their mind is a ghost, and they've actually seen something. So not everybody's making it up, but me, myself, I've never seen anything. But I love writing about the local history of places and kind of the macabre, weird stories.
Well, it's certainly given me the shivers, and I feel like I need to drive very carefully on Bluebell Hill tonight.